The seasons are changing and autumn is upon us and the pandemic carries on. This is Lisa Berry, and the warm weather from spring and summer has given us plenty of opportunity to be outside, see friends and loved ones, again, outside, staying at least 6 feet away. But as it gets colder and colder, what happens next as we try to stay healthy during our global health crisis? We're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Michigan Medicine Infectious Disease Specialist, Dr. Payal Patel, and I hate to lay this all on you, but just trying to think ahead and think of staying healthy. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, I think that, you know, every year we look out at the window at the end of summer and we are worried about the impending season of winter. This year, as you mentioned, it's a little scarier because we're in the middle of a pandemic. But I would say that there's a lot of things that we can kind of continue to do to try to protect ourselves and our family. And that includes still, you know, trying if you're going to be getting together with other groups, trying to do that outside, especially in the fall. Usually, you know, it's still possible to gather around a fire or maybe have some hot cocoa. We have tons of great fall activities in Michigan. So I wouldn't rule out the outdoors as a better way to kind of engage with others if you're going to be getting together with others. And remembering that, you know, indoors tends to be an easier way for any virus to spread.
Well, right now, restaurants are opening, and I know they're at reduced capacity. Do you think it's safe to eat inside of a restaurant, even at reduced capacity?
I'll say that, you know, since this all started, I have yet, myself and most infectious disease experts that I know, have yet to really sit inside of a restaurant and eat, and we've been lucky because of the weather. I think it's a great idea to support local restaurants, pick up food, maybe sit on the patio, sit on your own patio. But as we come into flu season with the ongoing COVID season, it probably is going to be even more important to really be aware of your surroundings.
So you are an infectious disease specialist, and all of the experts that I talk to really aren't going anywhere yet or going inside buildings because nothing much has changed in the pandemic. And I'm wondering, is that because you don't want to infect your patients, or do you really think that is the rule of thumb we should all be following still?
Yeah, I do think that probably everyone should be following those rules. It's easy to forget that we still don't have a treatment for COVID, and we don't have a vaccine for COVID yet. And so some things haven't changed, but I do feel like some thought processes and behaviors are changing when we are kind of still in the middle of this.
Really, nothing has changed with the pandemic and the virus. And so the original protocols, the original advice that we heard back in March still pretty much stands.
Exactly. And I think that's why the winter months in general are you know, kind of a little worrisome, because you have COVID, but then you also have flu season and also other winter time viruses that are going to start piling up. And at first glance, a lot of these can look the same. Luckily, a lot of the things that you can do to protect yourself from COVID are similar to the things that you would do to protect yourself from other viruses. So that would be the same thing with putting distance between yourself and other people, covering your mouth and nose with a mask, covering your cough and sneeze, and washing your hands. Those are all actually horizontal infection prevention measures that can protect you from all of those viruses. Highly recommend that people get to the doctor, pharmacy, wherever is easy for you to get your flu shot this year. Very important. I would say one of the reasons it's really important this year to get your flu shot is thinking about the fact that if you start having symptoms of the flu, it can feel exactly like having COVID, which means going to the ER, perhaps unnecessarily, perhaps getting admitted to the hospital unnecessarily, and thinking about, if you get the flu shot and you're able to avoid all of that, it is definitely worth it. And we want as much of the public to be able to avoid using the hospital as necessary to try to give healthcare to those who truly need it.
And perhaps if you get some symptoms and you've had the flu shot, you can hopefully rule out that it is the flu and would make you more inclined to feel like, hey, this may be COVID. I should get tested.
That's right. And we actually are going to have probably easier and easier tests to help distinguish between flu and COVID during the winter season.
How close are we to getting this new test?
You know, we haven't had so much flu yet, which is great. But the CDC does have testing out there available. And I think that hospitals should be able to do that testing with one swab if someone comes to the hospital in the winter months.
How are cases of COVID at Michigan Medicine these days? Are they down?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's always hard to predict. We had that peak, as we all know, earlier this year. But, you know, we are still seeing patients with COVID. And so it's easy to forget when it's not, you know, in the news as much, perhaps. But I would warn others that we are still seeing cases and we're not sure what's coming up here.
Dr. Payal Patel, infectious disease specialist for Michigan Medicine. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU. Going to go wash my hands.
Great. Thanks, Lisa.